She used to always say, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing right. And I used to just roll my eyes at her because, you know, it was just one of those things that she'd always say. But it really did stick with me as I got older. And every time I'm trying to, you know, if I think about cutting corners or doing something halfway, it kind of, you know, pops into my head.
How did this whole idea of collecting quotes of momisms get started?
It really started for me back in the mid-1990s. A friend of mine told me once we were having dinner and she said, I offered her, you know, a taste of my shrimp or whatever. And she said just flatly she did not eat shrimp. And I asked her why. And she said because her mother used to always tell her that shrimp tails were poisonous. And she knew in her head that that's not really true, but it kind of stuck with her for the rest of her life. And so she had just never was in the habit of eating shrimp. And so I started talking to people and asking people what crazy things their moms used to tell them. And I started collecting them. And then it just led to this idea for a book.
This is your second book of momisms. It's Mother Knows Better.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us about how you collected all of these quotes from moms across the country.
I knew I wanted to do it a nationwide thing. And so one of the things that I did was I used the service Help a Reporter Out. And it's a place where writers and journalists and researchers can connect with people that want to be sources. And so I just sent out some requests for what did your mom used to always say to you? And I would get hundreds and hundreds of you know, responses from people.
So what have you learned from all of this?
I guess I've learned that no matter how different we all are, we have a lot in common. All moms seem to have something that they say. And while these aren't brilliant or profound or earth-changing, what they really are is a real thing that a real mom said to a real kid at some point. And when you look at it in that context, it's kind of like an oral history that gets passed down through the generations because a lot of these people, they're now saying it to their kids.
Do you have a quote in the book that really stands out to you, something that's funny?
Well, yeah, there's lots of funny ones. For example, one from Idaho is, if you swallow your gum, your butt cheeks will stick together. There's another one that says, go outside and play and don't come back until you're bleeding, and that's from Colorado. Don't walk on the carpet, you'll mess up the vacuum lines. That came from Arizona. That was a little obsessive mother there, I would imagine. And I'm doing the best I can. You didn't come with instructions on your butt, from Illinois. So it's kind of all over the map, you know, but these are things that moms would repeat to their kids.
And there are some quotes in here that are more sentimental or more on the side of encouraging. Is that?
Oh, that's true.
Sure.
Yes, there's lots of sentimental ones. For example, there's one here that I really liked from a gentleman in Georgia. His mom used to say to him, think about your purpose in somebody's life. And I think that was just a great message to raise a kid with, you know. Another one is, always remember that you are a human being and not a human doing. And that came from right here in Boise, Idaho.
Did you include a quote from your mom in this book?
Well, I did. I included the one that she said, you know, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing right. In the first book, I included one where she would say to me, you're running away, let me help you pack. Because, you know, as a child, when I'm having a tantrum and I said, I hate you, I'm running away, she just kind of deflated the whole thing by saying that. And she said that all the time.
You collected hundreds of these momisms from across the country. How mm-hmm. did you decide what got into the book?
Well, you know, it really wasn't very scientific. I read a lot of them. And some of them, you know, while they were all great, some of them were a lot more generic or usual. I wanted to get some really unusual ones in here, as well as, you know, some of the ones that everybody has heard. But most of the momisms in this book are very, very unique to these moms, and they're funny and they're just different.
So have you thought about doing a book about quotes from dads?
You know, when we started this book, my publisher, Elaine Ambrose, with Mill Park Publishing, we did talk about doing a book about dadisms. And then we started thinking, gosh, we could do one about, you know, quotes from American veterans and American cowboys. And so there's a whole list of wit and wisdom books that could be done.